Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's first round of the British Open at Royal Birkdale. Jackson Suber, the leader, after a 5-under 65. He's a stroke better than Precision Cootie, Daniel Brown, and Sungjae Im. Big group of 3-under 2 off the lead includes Colin Morikawa and Bryson DeChambeau. Defending champ Scotty Scheffler, 3 back in a big group that at -2. Full NHL 84-game schedule released today. The Blue Jackets previously announced home opener October 1st with Buffalo will be their season opener. Columbus will play 7 of their first night at home, host Detroit on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and host Washington New Year's Eve. The Cincinnati Reds and all-star pitcher Chase Burns today agreed to a 7-year, $105 million contract extension. This update brought to you by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
You know what day it is today, don't you?
Too hot.
Yeah, a little open championship too hot.
Edition. Too hot.
Too hot Thursday. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We got Blue Jackets schedule release. We have that. First ever 84-game regular season. We got Too Hot Thursday. We got Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30, even though it's Around the Big Ten. We ask other questions. We toyed with changing the name of the segment. And then we said, that seems like a lot of work. Got to go back to the production people, and they got to, you know, have a new voice.
Well, wait, I mean, college football is college football. Who the hell cares?
I understand.
We'll talk anything college football and Big Ten.
He's at the ACC meetings
today.
That's
fine. Yeah. We can discuss that.
Speaking of meetings, the Big Ten is the last conference to hold their meetings. I want to say 2 weeks from now.
It's end of the month.
Okay.
So I think then the SEC would be next week, because they're all happening boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I think SEC's next week, and then Big Ten wraps up all the Power Four conferences. But I was talking to Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. You can hear her Wednesdays on this show. And she was telling me that she got a brand new outfit just for the Big Ten meetings that she dropped off at the tailor today.
You really emphasize the outfit.
The outfit. And
like
I said, well, what's the
outfit's going to be like a show stealer or
she
something?
Said
like,
she said it's going to be a game changer. I don't know what that means. If that means glittery, if that means slutty,
well,
I have no idea.
On the subject of slutty, I did just see a copy of an emailer that sent one in directly to her. I don't know if it was copied to other management here, but it was someone... identified himself. He said, don't worry, at the end of the email, I'm not hitting on you. I'm 86 years old. And it said it was from Ed. Could have been ED, but said
Ed.
Oh,
he's at the younger demo of the 10TV audience.
86?
Yeah, 86. That's the younger demo.
Ripe young age of 86. But he said he had been noticing that, I noticed the little thing that you had strapped to your leg.
Teddy?
She does like the Lara Croft.
Did you notice
mic
the thing she had
strapped
to her leg?
To the leg.
I did not.
He pointed that out, and he pointed out another one of her blazer like skirts. And I don't know. I noticed the one that she wore yesterday. If you watched our segment, she was still like in a little like tennis outfit because she was out doing golfy. She smelled like a hog when she came in here.
She went home and burned it.
she was still wearing that when she did the hit. But when she did TV, she got into a different outfit, and it was like a red blazer skirt. And I honestly didn't know if there was anything under. I thought that there was supposed to be maybe like a shirt. I didn't know, like from the angle that I was looking at it on TV.
Are you
saying? I didn't know that it was an actual, it blended into a dress. I thought it was a blazer.
So she was naked under there.
I thought she was wearing a blazer.
Tonight!
Sue Ellen Mishke style.
Just with a bra.
With
nothing. Naked.
No, like not with a bra, because it looked like there was nothing there but bare skin. And then the polyester.
Ooh, baby. All right.
Just right out there.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hey, just a little public service to all of you. Rimmer's X account, Twitter account, was hacked. So old Rimmer account is trying to sell you crypto. That's not really him.
Doesn't he have a new one already?
Rimmer has a new account. He picked the dumbest handle. I think it's Jeff Rimmer FLA.
FLA.
I'm in Florida. That's why. That's where I live.
Let's try to get his numbers back up there, because he lost
numbers.
Like 11,000, you know.
Okay, and let me ask you a question,
followers.
Teddy. Of the followers that he had on X, the ones that are real.
Yeah.
All right, let's say 11,000 total, but let's say the real ones are only 4,500 when it comes to real and
no
active.
Bots.
How many of those 4,500 do you think have him muted on their feed? I do.
Well, I don't, because he hardly ever posts.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's like a special. It's almost like Christmas whenever Jeff Rimmer makes a post.
It's just like Christmas.
It is. It is. He's one of my favorite old guys. It was like when Jack Nicklaus tweeted the other day, Teddy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you were gone, and we discussed that. And Jack tweeted for the first time. I didn't even go back far enough to see when he tweeted. He had a retweet that was like early in 2025. It had been far past a year since he had said anything, and I liked seeing Jack say something about an open championship highlight. He was commenting on the video of the last putt he ever made at the Open Championship. I think it was 2005 at St. Andrews. He birdied the last hole.
It wasn't about crypto, so we know it was him, right?
Crypto.
Solana Papadia.
He'll be tweeting about crypto here soon with a Stop the Steal cap.
The Don't Call It British Open started up today. I flipped it on this morning because I love the sights and sounds of the British Open, because, you know, the British Isles, you got some weather, you got some greenery. Instead, I turned it on. It was bright sunshine. Everything was brown. It looked like they were golfing in Oklahoma.
Yeah. It's
what the hell is going on?
There's some greenish hue.
No, I don't like that at all.
People have said all this about how brown it is. And, well, yes.
It does. It looks brown.
The brush
I don't like it.
Is going to be brown as
look
we're in
that.
The dead
That's
of
not
July.
Brush. That's the fairway.
No, I got
you. That fairway sucks.
There's green on the fairway. It is browning. You're right. And then the greens have a nice greenish hue to them.
Do I have sprinklers? Turn on some sprinklers.
They don't want to water the entire course. I mean, you're still, it's link-style golf.
Playing in a swamp.
We want
that.
That's
what I want.
We don't want swampy.
I mean, swampy.
Drizzly and rain is fine. It's still not going to be a swamp-like condition. It's link-style golf, so you want some run out here. I'm still going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be fun. Royal Birkdale is a classic venue. There's been a lot of great champions through the years, to Tom Watson, to Lee Trevino, to the great Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, Seve.
Seve.
Yeah.
You know, I played golf with one of the cooler nicknames. I played golf with a dude named Steve, and long, long ago, his buddies dropped the T, and he just goes by Seve. His name's just Seve, but he's a Steve without the T. I thought that was pretty good.
Huh?
It's one of the cooler nicknames I'd ever heard of.
But his name is Steve.
His name's Steve, but he was a big Seve fan growing up, and he loved golf, so his buddies gave him the nickname Seve, and then that just became his nickname the rest of his life.
That is really stupid.
Why?
That's because you already have a very easy name, Steve.
But
one syllable, there's your nickname, Steve.
But that's his name. That's not fun. If you're going to have a nickname, be Stevie. You'd have to add
Bruce letters. I just want to be Bruce. That's my nickname.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
I'm a big Batman fan.
He dropped one letter
Bruce
in the name,
Wayne.
And then it became something golfy.
By the way, speaking of
Bruce Wayne, we the common man.
Matty Ice was just on, and he said that today I'm going to rank my top five Lil Wayne songs of all time. Because he thought that I wouldn't know any. Because he's like, oh, you're stupid and white. You won't know any. But little does he know.
I am
a huge Lil Wayne fan.
Is he the Where the Love Go? Where the Love Go?
Let me tell you my favorite. He said, rank the songs. I'm going to rank them for you. You ready?
Yes, you just read straight from the internet.
No, you shut up now. Teddy?
No.
You like the...
I'd give you $1 million if you could name me one Lil Wayne
song.
You
like the song Lollipop?
Oh, who doesn't
you
love
like
them?
That one? That's, yeah. Featuring Static Major?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. How about Mr. Carter featuring Jay-Z? You like that one?
Yeah,
big. How about
Jay-Z
Shooter thing. Featuring Robin Thicke?
Oh, Robin Thicke one, yeah.
How about Right Above It featuring Drake? Does he have any just that he does by himself?
No. They're all with other people.
How about We Takin' Over?
Oh, I mean, just a classic.
Fat Joe's in that one.
Fat Joe.
Knick fan.
Yeah. Is he banned or does he have a label on him? Because like all the Knicks fans do, is he low risk or medium risk?
How about Dr. Carter? You like Dr. Carter? You like Coach Carter with Coach Samuel Carter? Jackson?
Yeah. I do. I enjoy Coach Carter.
Now, is it Lil Wayne?
It's Lil. Yeah.
No. Hold on. Lil. Is it Lil Wayne or is it Lil Jon?
Lil Jon says, like, yeah!
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Jon.
Okay.
That's Jon. Wayne is different. I just saw Wayne in an Amazon, like an Alexa commercial. It's kind of a funny commercial. He apparently had a bunch of strippers, probably other things, come into the house. And then he realized that it was a children's party. So he's telling his Alexa to cancel the strippers.
That's pretty good.
Well, instead, the Alexa asked, do you want me to cancel the strippers? And he was like, no, not cancel. Reschedule.
I like that.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good commercial.
How about Tie My Hands featuring Robin Thicke? Robin Thicke, son of?
Alan.
Alan Thicke.
Growing pains.
Yeah. Died from the same thing that Lindsey Graham died of.
Alan Thicke did?
Yeah, the aortic rupture.
Burst?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? Was that like 5 years ago or more like 10 for Alan Thicke?
I don't know.
And losing our TV dads, man, I don't like that. James Avery passed away probably five-ish years ago.
Who just died today, Teddy, or yesterday? He's actually from Columbus. He was the dad on 227. He was on Sanford and Son. I know you didn't watch any black TV, Teddy, because you're a big giant racist.
Sherman Hemsley.
No, that's not him at all.
Let's see.
I think he was from Columbus. I forget his name.
Is it Hal Williams?
Yeah, Hal Williams.
At 91 years old.
Wasn't he in 227 in Sanford Son?
I'm trying to, yeah, NBC sitcom in the 80s. I don't know 227. I certainly know Sanford and Son. With who?
Jack A.
Who's Jack A?
Character on 227.
I remember Jack A, yeah.
All right, cool. That was
fabulous.
A good show.
It was, yes.
I like 227.
That was a good show.
Well, he had a good life. I recognize him. I didn't see, I wasn't watching Sanford and Son. That was before my wheelhouse.
Timmy is starting to get uncomfortably excited about
baby.
Something involving the Buckeyes. We'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to a crash blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at East Broad Street. Expected to move slow from 5th Avenue. And look out for another delay due to a crash on North Hamilton Road at Thompson Road. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This is your ferry captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails. Try golf, fishing, or fly in a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan Weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have hazy and humid conditions for today. That wildfire smoke in Canada still overhead today, giving us a milky sky. Highs reach the mid-90s with a feels like in the upper 90s. Very slight chance of a shower popping up today. For your Friday, hazy once again. We'll see highs around 90. There may be a few showers and storms developing later in the day as well. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. They do concrete coatings. Perhaps you've had something done to your garage floor. Maybe another company came in. Maybe you tried to do it yourself, and you look at it now, it looks like crap. I want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving, but I want you to close your eyes and think about the most pristine, lovely garage floor that you've ever seen. Because Comer and Cross can do that for you. This is a premium product. When I say premium, it's never going to chip. It's never going to crack or show tire lift like epoxy or paint. Ever. How can they be so sure? Well, because they do it better than anybody else. They actually take the time to fix all the imperfections in your floor first so they don't just reappear. But they also, they make their own chemicals. They're not buying chemicals that are cut with other things from China. They're making their own chemicals. And I'll give them a pass for this, but if you're going to make chemicals, you do it in the state of Michigan. So all the fumes and all the crap gets stuck up there.
They stay with them. They're like the Heisenberg of floor chemicals. We're talking like 99% pure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're really going to notice it.
They're going to fix everything on your floor. They're going to come in. They're going to do that. Then they're going to apply their special sauce. It's going to seep into the concrete. Then the certified uniformed pros, never any subcontractors, will come in, get everything spick and span. And they will even, before they do all this, take all your stuff out of the garage. Assuming you don't have like a 9,000-pound gun safe, they're going to move it out of your garage. What excuse do you have? Now, if you say, well, I don't have any money, well, that's a good excuse. But if you have...
I'm broke. If you pay half of it, maybe I'll get it.
You know what? They told me I can do this when I wanted to.
Don't do it.
They said not to abuse it, but I haven't done it all this week or last week. Take 50% off your installation. You tell them that Walker told you that you could take 50% off your installation. Okay? Call them now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or comercross.com. C-O-M-E-R. Cross.com.
Before I touch on something Buckeye related that I got to sort of like watch myself. While we're talking about like beautiful home stuff, Sarah and I were talking about this last night. We mentioned the... J-Lo, Ben Affleck house that just finally sold. They were trying to sell it for years. They had to mark it down by like $19 million.
Well, it's just a piece of junk.
Piece of crap.
Just a piece of junk.
Piece of crap.
38,000 square foot of crap.
You're out there in the fire zone too. Like you buy that, it's going to burn to a crisp in a couple of years.
You're spending money on kindling.
Throwing it away. Yeah. Why don't you do as well with a piece of wood? So that sucker is 32,000 square feet.
I thought it was 38.
Okay. Did I short it 6,000 square feet? Like three wonderful homes, I guess. I shorted it. And I think it's 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. And she was saying, like, well, why is there so many more bathrooms than bedrooms? And I was like, you're not going to have that many people there. I'm like, well, honey, there's 38,000 square feet.
Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
There's not just the 12 bedrooms. Then you think there's probably 60 other rooms or spaces or areas where you will entertain guests or hang out, basement spaces, movie theater
spaces.
Makes
sense. If there's
you
12
need bathrooms
bedrooms,
all over the place.
Every single bedroom is going to have an ensuite.
So you could have 6
and
or 12. 12.
Yeah, 12
and then for the bedrooms.
The primary bedroom probably has 2 ensuites, his and hers. Because if I got that type of space...
Would they count it as 2 or would it just be
the most massive bathroom
that's kind of segmented up
because
a little bit and it still counts as 1?
I don't want to share with my wife.
Well, I'm saying I probably don't have to share.
On the other end of the room. Because the master suite's probably... I mean, sorry, primary suite.
Primary suite.
I'm sorry.
You racist bastard.
I'm sorry. It's probably a big... It's not just one room. It's multiple rooms.
You probably go visit Mount Vernon and you just whistle Dixie, don't you? Man, with you. Oh, these were the quarters, weren't they? Come on.
I'm sorry. Was I the one that came in today and offended Matty Ice?
What
no, that was you.
You walked in today. That is blasphemous.
And you offended Matty Ice.
That is absolutely ridiculous what you're saying.
The story,
so,
you racist mofo.
This is what we got going on, everyone. So Fishy, his grand idea is to turn the lights off and then we're not going to sweat to death. That's the solution. The HVAC is going down. There's a part has to come in. It's held up in the Strait of Hormuz.
The fluorescent lights that we have.
We're not going to get the part.
That radiate
it's going to be
no
2 months
whatsoever.
Before we get the part. So the AC is dwindling and dwindling. And if we shut the lights off, then we'll stay cool. I walk in here. It's pitch black. There's no race thing here. I can't see anybody or anything. I walk in. I'm heading down there. And his desk is right opposite of the refrigerator. And I stop at the kitchenette area, put something on the counter. I turn over and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I jumped a little bit. I'm like, Maddie, sorry, buddy. I didn't see you there. It's so dark.
What did he say to you?
He said to me, couldn't see the black guy with the lights off.
Hey!
I said, hey, you said that, not me. You and he then said, that's your one racist joke for the day. I said, what are you talking about? That's not something that I don't do that. That's not, I don't need a quota. I don't, mine is zero. That's my quota. It's zero. And then I walked over towards where my desk was to prove that it's not a race thing. And good, clean Tyler Danberg, fresh from the Jersey Shore, he just says, hey, Tim, how you doing? I said, oh, dear God, I about had a heart attack. He just jumped up out of nowhere. I didn't even see him there. Don't you try to flip it around.
I'm just saying. Actually, I think you said back to him, I don't need a quota, but you do.
Yeah, you do, Maddie.
That
you just made a black joke on yourself. How could you do that?
Also, Tyler Danberg, black.
he is. Many people don't know that.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but he is. But anyway, you want to have the bathroom nowhere near Kristen.
No,
you
no.
can't just have,
I don't even want my room on the same floor.
It seems like, I don't know, you can make the bathroom so big.
No, I don't want that.
On
I
the
want
primary
a
primary suite.
No, it doesn't matter.
Separate
you're still
knobs?
Gonna, you're still going to have smells that creep over.
You have your own wash closet. You have a wash closet now. You have a full door, heavy wooden door within
matter.
The bathroom, so the toilet is off to a separate nook. You'll have that and then some.
No. I need my own separate bathroom. I don't want her in there.
But if you...
And she doesn't want me in her space.
If you had a house that was that big, how long would it take for you to actually lay eyes on every corner of that house? Like after you move in? I would gather there's some people that have homes that big, they've never seen every bit of that house.
I'm sure you walk around the house.
No, there's probably the sweet spots that you stay in. In some guest rooms, you never even hinge open the door to even take a look.
By the way, speaking of, I don't have time to get into this, so let's just do what you're excited about.
So Buckeye basketball had another practice today.
I'm gonna divorce my wife. That's a story for later.
We'll do that.
Okay,
we'll
that's
up later.
Later. I'm open for business. Any eligible women out there of a certain age, you contact me because my wife and I are done.
I can't wait to hear more about that.
Okay. All right.
I'm not doing this. This is me not doing it. This is why I need you guys here like to help me because I struggle with this every offseason. I'm not going to get overly excited about a Buckeye basketball roster that I think could be pretty good. And obviously when I say that, we're not just talking about make the tournament. I mean, make the tournament. It's an expanded field. If you don't make the tournament every year from here on, like we've got serious, serious problems. Like we're talking about job problems. But Mike, another practice went through. John Mobley.
I saw John Mobley hit 13 threes in a row.
At one point.
Yeah, at one point.
I bet you when he's in practice mode, he can make upwards of 50, 60, 70 three-pointers in a row. I bet you he can.
He's not Jay Burson. What are we talking about here?
The guy is taking over in the command and his presence that everyone can see when he is dictating a practice. He told one guy, I think it was Vuk, one of the young guys that they just recruited, to get the F up on me. Like when he hit a step back three, it was like, that's not good enough. You need to defend better on me. Get your hand in my face. He's playing hardcore, tough-nosed defense. Amari Bynum, who I could tell after one practice before last season of just scoping that out, how good of a player he was going to be. You saw what he did as a freshman. He's taking that step. You got Pippen, who's a good two-way player. You got these other guards that they brought in. Anthony Thompson, our five-star. Oh, Mike, dude can play. I mean, we're not breaking any news there. He better be able to play. He's a McDonald's All-American, but I'm going to be
reserved.
I'm
glad you're not getting too excited.
No. I'm just...
Because you have a full erection right now as you say this.
I look like a Chalk Hill design.
Hey, my God. I'm trying not to get too excited now.
But you're going to go to the Final Four. No. They just... These are the observations in the offseason. Help me keep it in perspective. They still have to go out and play the games, win the games, and earn their spot.
All right, you talked about Buckeyes with the open practice. Jake Diebler talked to the media today. We'll hear from him coming up later on in the show. But coming up next, Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some traffic on northbound 270 on the west outer belt after Cemetery Road. We've got an accident reported there. And there's a couple minute delay on eastbound 670 from Neal Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
You are at the ACC Media Days. Where are they doing that? Is that in Charlotte?
It is. Here in beautiful Charlotte. Just ducked out of an interview with James Franklin to talk to you guys.
There we go.
Lucky me.
Well, lucky you that you talked to James Franklin or that you get to talk to us?
Indeed. It just doesn't get any better than that.
That's just a, Yeah.
Of course. All right, so let's start with James Franklin. I mean, he has said before that he learned his lesson. He's going to be a different type of coach than he was at Penn State. So what do you think that looks like in year one for James Franklin at Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I think that's still a really good question, even though, you know, James said today, like, we won the offseason. There's been renewed incitement around the program. They recruited really well. They did well in the portal. You know, they're spending a lot more money and at least pledging to spend the type of money that he needs to compete for a championship. But, you know, until he gets into that situation, you know, big game with a team that's capable of winning and comes out with a different outcome, I think a lot of those same questions are going to linger. Yes, you're not at the, you know, the A-list program anymore, but, you know, they are trying to do things to elevate and give you what you need. Ultimately, you've got to go and get it done. I mean, you know, you could certainly relitigate his tenure in state college, but they did increase resources, and they felt they had a team that was capable, especially after getting to the college football playoff semifinal the year before, and that obviously didn't go their way last year. So I think it's still very much, you know, jury's out, and you will see with the first time that he's in one of those big games in Blacksburg, you know, can we see some different results?
I mean, we can remember how that Virginia Tech non-conference matchup, the 2 years where obviously they come to Ohio State and have a huge win, and it was the part of the storyline of the Buckeyes winning the national championship to have the rebound and then not lose again. And then the return trip the next year had a lot of buzz, and Braxton Miller had some famous plays. But I remember, like, we were pretty excited, and Buckeye fans were excited to go down there and experience the stadium. Like, that program under Frank Beamer was becoming a big deal and a definite perennial top 20 team, and it seemed like they were in the ACC championship for years. What do you think their peak could be, like, if Franklin really gets that thing humming and gets it figured out?
Well, they definitely care, and you saw that in that opener in, what was it, 2015, that's an electric place, and it's not like they have to get people into football around that area, but it's also been a kind of neglected program from a resource standpoint. I looked it up, guys. Since 2018, they're 97th nationally in win percentage. I mean, that's way down there with Maryland and Florida Atlantic and programs like that. So they've fallen, I mean, one 10-win season since 2011, which is sort of the end of Frank's, you know, dominant run. From 95 to 2011, I think it was 7 conference titles in 2 different leagues, appearance in the national championship game. And then since then, you know, they've had a couple of bowl teams, and that's pretty much all that's happened. So there's going to be a ways to go. Now, the exciting thing for them is in this day and age, as we saw with Indiana, you can rise up quickly. And in this conference, other than Miami, I don't think there's a program that anyone looks at as a world beater right now. So you can move up to, you know, two or three or wherever fairly quickly with the right type of coaching and investment. So I think that's the exciting thing, especially for a program that has tradition. I mean, Indiana had none, and look at where they got to. Virginia Tech has like a lot,
right?
As you mentioned, and some of the people remember. I mean, one of their administrators just told me a lot of people that are coming into wealth right now in their 40s and 50s still remember that heyday. So that should be able to help them as they fundraise.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. You brought up Miami. Obviously, they were playing for a national championship last year. We know who they beat, and we were one of those teams. But do they have the talent to try and make a run again this year and run it back?
They feel they do. And, they did lose a lot of really good players, as we know. First-round picks on both sides of the ball, impossible to replace the type of tandem like Reuben Bain and Akeem Messidor. But, you know, they're excited about Damon Wilson, who transferred in from Missouri as an edge player. They might have upgraded at quarterback, guys. I mean, there's that chance with Darian Mensah coming in from Duke. You led this conference in both passing yards and passing touchdowns. He replaces Carson Beck. So that's a very intriguing thing. And, you know, brought a receiver with him from Duke to pair with Malachi Toney. So he'll be throwing in some really good players. So I think they anything less than a playoff return would be disappointing. And they certainly believe that they can advance even further.
Adam, as if we don't have enough to think about as college football fans, I'm reading some of this stuff about the schedules in the ACC this year. So because they're shifting to a 9-game conference now, they have previously scheduled non-conference games, which they'll allow some teams to play. So 12 teams play 9 ACC games. 5 will play 8. My goodness. And then going forward, you'll have one team will only play 8 because they have an odd number of teams. Like, why can they get an 18th team? Is that something that they're looking to do? I would imagine a lot of discussion about the future is happening for the ACC, thinking about where we stand as a conference, too.
Right. I mean, obviously, they were in a bit of trouble a few years ago with the lawsuits by Clemson and Florida State. They're certainly a league that, you know, maybe looked at to get poached. I don't necessarily know if they're itching to add another member, but it is odd from a schedule standpoint, right? That you said, you know, you're going to have these, you know, bunch of teams playing fewer games. And that went into the new ACC tiebreaker, which was, you know, certainly discussed last year. You know, why isn't Miami in the championship game? They hope that the new tiebreaker procedures will allow, you know, what's clearly one of the best two teams in the league to make it in. But part of that is not taking into consideration the 8 or 9. Like, it's not your fault if you're playing 8 or 9, so you shouldn't get credit or blamed for that amount of games. And then certainly going forward, you only have one team in that position. And really, the ACC, to its credit, is challenging itself quite a lot out of conference. They obviously have the agreement with Notre Dame, Miami going there, SMU going to Notre Dame Stadium as well. You look at Clemson opening the season at LSU. You're talking with Jeff Brohm in Louisville today. They opened the season against Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss in Nashville, a really good week one game. So I don't think schedule strength is the issue with the ACC. They ultimately need more teams at the top to now push Miami and populate the playoffs.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. Well, the segment is called Around the Big Ten. Let's ask a Big Ten question before we get out of here. So Michigan, they have the investigation with Ward Manuel. And look, you look at his resume, and it's every AD's dream. You win a national championship in football. You win a national championship in men's basketball. You would think everything's hunky-dory. But now there are questions. What did he know? What did he try and keep from other people? Do you think Ward Manuel survives in Ann Arbor?
It's hard to envision him surviving a whole lot longer. Sometimes these negotiated exits take time, and that could still be the outcome. Although he, you know, came out publicly saying he still very much wants to do this job, and it's his school, and they've obviously had great on-field and on-court success. There just have been a lot of scandals, and you know, what do you ultimately hold him accountable for? A lot of things with staff members, right? These are not player athlete-driven issues. These are coaches. These are staff members, and all sorts of conduct. You know, from the most serious, in my view, which is the Matt Weiss situation to, you know, things that do happen at other places. I mean, as bad as the Sherrone Moore deal was, affairs do happen in the workplace that go wrong. You know, DUIs, those types of things. But in totality, it's certainly, if I'm a regent or if I'm someone around Michigan, it would be something that would concern me about the leadership of the department.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, coming up next, there is a Buckeye recruit, football recruit, that is plummeting in the ratings. But we're going to tell you how it doesn't matter. And I'm going to tell you how my wife and I have decided after almost 20 years of marriage.
It's done, huh?
That we're finished.
Yesterday?
Something happened yesterday.
Oh, God.
That just made me say, I can't be married to this woman anymore. And in fairness to her, I'm sure she says that about me every single day. Yeah. She just keeps it all bottled up inside.
We just patched things up yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my marriage is in shambles.
So one is saved and one
there you go.
Is
wow,
dead.
Save for now. Keep going later. So I'm going to tell you.
I can't believe I'm married to this man.
I'm going to tell you why my wife and I are headed to Splitsville, and I'll be taking your applications for the second Mrs. Common Man.
Don't hold your breath.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from Westerville to 71. And there's some slowdown due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at East Broad Street. Traffic is moving slow there from 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart-grade Topcon Trimble or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work-ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, I love to scroll the Instagram and they feed me these ads, and sometimes a big-breasted woman will pop up and tell me that she has the cure for ED, erectile dysfunction, and I laugh and laugh because that crap doesn't work. What you need to do is go see the people who deal with this all day, every day, and that's Tri-State Men's Health. There is not a day that goes by that they're not looking at a soft peepee.
No, they're actually like numb to looking at them.
Of course they are. It's their job.
They think nothing of it. They see it, and they are just thinking, how can I help this?
That's
and
right.
They, and then they go to work.
They dream about it. They dream about your soft peepee and how they can make it rock hard.
Every single like nook and cranny of it.
I want you to get in touch with them. Tri-State Men's Health. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And does Instagram offer this? If that test dose doesn't work right in the office, right there, wood time, your visit is free. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment. There's not a lot of downtime, kids. Call them today, 1-800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, so let me get this stupidity out of the way. Then I want to hear what's going on with you on the home front. So, you know, recruiting ratings, they can be finicky, right? Nobody really knows for certain how you wind up with the number that you get. I mean, if you just look like a transcendent star and there's just no bones about it, you'll likely be number one overall player. You'll get the high five-star status, and you won't really drop off that. We're talking about, you know, think back to Bosa's and, you know, Chase Young, those types of players. You see them, you can look at them, you put on their tape, you see the stats that they put up,
everybody knows it.
And you then see you everybody look at the schools sniffing around. You look that at the are recruiting
look
them.
At the schools that
yeah,
are throwing
absolutely.
Out the offers. And everybody just seems, the scouts collectively just come to an understanding. Yeah, that's what a five-star looks like, smells like, passes all the tests, the eye test, what have you. Well, Jameer Brown, 5'11", 192 wide receiver prospect for the Buckeyes, and he's a local product. He's from Sunbury. He's a big walnut kid, and he is fantastic. Everybody that has seen him play knows it. Everyone that has scouted him knows it. The kind of route running capabilities and hands and speed that this guy has, he is going to be an electric player. Track and field guy. He's like a six-time state champion sprinter that goes with it. So you're getting a perfect combo of athlete and football player with Jameer Brown. And all of a sudden, not in all of them, not in all of them, because I'm looking at his 24/7 sports rankings right now. He's still a five-star. He's got like a 98 rating. He's hovering right around top 30 overall in the country, just outside of the top five wide receivers overall. Actually, in the composite, he does rank fourth. Why did Rivals just decide to drop him? Why did they just move him right out of their five-star kids? And he's the 13th best wide receiver in the country.
Why, Timmy?
Right now.
Why?
Why? I can't. I couldn't tell you.
Why?
I don't know. It's dumb. They're dumb. And none of this matters as far as what he's going to wind up doing at Ohio State. So sometimes you've got to, I know we talked about this with the quarterback prospect, right? And he still is deciding what he's going to do, sniffing around with UCLA
a
little bit.
What was his name?
Why is the name escaping me right now? I don't have it in front of my face. But this is dumb. He's an incredible player. Know a lot about this kid. I know they're playing Bradley in week one. I think he's got to sit that one out for the transfer rules. And that's good. That's good for the Bradley Jags if they're going to try to get a win in week one. But I'm definitely excited to see Brown show up on campus.
All right, let me tell you why I'm officially done.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just, you know, yesterday, here's the type of person that I am. I will, throughout the year, buy like Christmas gifts for people. I don't wait until holiday time. If I see something,
I do that as well.
If I see something that I think someone will enjoy,
yeah.
I don't just, you know, try and remember, because most of the time I'll forget. And I
get it and stash it away.
Yeah, I buy it and then I put it in a closet.
Perfect.
Just, it's ready.
Yeah.
It's ready for the next event. And usually that's Christmas time.
Will you even wrap it?
No, I won't do that.
Okay.
No, I will not wrap, but I'll just get everything all ready to go. I got a little shelf in the closet. I keep it there. So I saw some stuff that I thought like my brother-in-law would enjoy. And I have this thing with my brother-in-law where, look, we're grown men with families. I hate practical gifts because I can buy myself anything practical. Okay?
Yeah.
New shirt, socks. I can buy that stuff. I like to get gifts that I would never buy myself. And so what I do for my brother-in-law is I buy him weapons. Now you say, oh, is he a big hunter? Nope. Like, I'm talking samurai swords, stiletto knives, ninja stars.
Who are you, Joe Burrow?
Stuff like
shopping
that.
Shopping for the offensive line?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a set of katana blades?
That's right. Okay. I get him right. Stuff that he would never get himself. And he appreciates it. He likes it. We have fun with it. It's like, well, what is he going to get me this?
Do you sword fight?
I did get him a dagger. He has a sword.
Wow.
Right? So I was
online.
We need
two swords. You can't go sword versus dagger. That's not fair.
And I said, well, and we're going to stick with the weapons, but from a historical standpoint, this is pretty cool. They were selling 12,000-year-old Neolithic period arrowheads.
Mm.
Okay? So it's an arrowhead that's 12,000 years old. Technically, it falls in the weapon category.
Yeah.
But I bought it. Came to the house yesterday, and I said to Samantha, my daughter, I said, do you want to hold something that's 12,000 years old? And she takes the arrowhead, and she's looking at it, and she's fascinated, like, this is 12,000 years old.
So who, what site did you get this from? The offering where we know
I forget.
It's verified that
The site has reviews and it's all verified and all of that.
Is this a Turkish arrowhead? Like we're talking about the Göbekli Tepe this week, or where?
Can I
where
finish the damn
from?
Story? I don't know where it's from. I have literature on it. I can bring in the literature tomorrow and just read it for you on the air if you want to. Can I finish the story?
No.
So my daughter is looking at this. She's enthralled with it. And we're talking about, can you imagine all the things? You don't have to imagine. We know all the things that happened between when this thing was made until now. And how we are sitting in our kitchen in 2026 and we're holding something that's 12,000 years old.
Just sort of imagine the weight of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine the weight of that.
Just a little... Think about
and
this,
then I,
Samantha.
And I said to my wife, I said, do you want to hold something that's 12,000 years old?
No.
Well, why don't you just hold it? I mean, it's a piece of history. It's right here. You're not interested in that at all.
No, not really.
You won't even hold the arrowhead?
Well, if it means so much to you, I guess I'll hold it.
It's 12,000 years old. You can have it in your hand.
I don't care for that.
I don't care for it either. I don't care for that either. And it dawned on me.
I don't
know who I'm married to.
I think that's rude. I think that's crass.
Right, exactly.
Here you are sharing a moment with your daughter. The three of you are there and you're just trying
really
to
care.
Show her and give her a sense of appreciation for an artifact that has stood the test of time.
I didn't say, hey, honey, you want to get on a plane and go to Egypt right now?
And stare at the Sphinx?
Right. Then it's like,
but it's too much trouble.
Hold this.
Hold it. Put it in your hands.
Touch Golden Boy. It's right here.
You can hold a piece of history. It's 12,000 years old. When are you ever going to get an opportunity to do something like that?
I don't know.
Well, sorry. Am I keeping you from your Dallas Cowboy American Sweetheart show that you're watching? Yeah, that's really good stuff that you're watching there.
Right. We're sitting here watching hot trash.
Yeah.
In video form.
Yeah, I can't take that anymore. So we're done. Splitsville. All right, we'll hear from Jake Diebler.
Good luck.
Coming up next. We'll hear from Jake Diebler. And we'll do a little Too Hot Thursday. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit about a 30-minute delay on southbound US 23 at Flint Road due to a crash blocking two right lanes. We got emergency crews on scene adding to the holdup. And there's slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Blue Jackets' full 84-game schedule released today. The October 1st home opener with Buffalo that was announced yesterday will be the Jackets' season opener. They'll play 7 of their first 9 at home. They'll be at home on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, with the Detroit Red Wings and host Washington on New Year's Eve. The Cincinnati Reds and All-Star pitcher Chase Burns today agreed to a 7-year, $105 million contract extension that runs Burns through 2033. Opening round of the British Open at Royal Birkdale. Jackson Suber, the leader at 565, a stroke better than Daniel Brown and Sungjae Im. Bryson DeChambeau and Cameron Young amongst the group two off the lead. Defending champ Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa in a group that are three back. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I've been told one day only. They're advertising this as one day only. They're going to take your phone calls. Tomorrow morning.
Maybe I just, pick just up the cell phone.
Well, they're not going to take your call.
Oh, I'll disguise my voice.
Well, how would you describe it?
Hello, it's me, Getty Player. I'd love to talk some golf with you fine gentlemen.
They're taking your calls tomorrow morning. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. Paul Feinbaum, Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, ESPN college football analyst. He'll be on at 10:30. They're doing the 20 most interesting programs, Alabama, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And on this show tomorrow, it's Go to Jail Friday. It's Beverage Cart Friday. It's the air conditioner's broken Friday. And it's nobody's working Friday. So it's all that.
I keep waiting. Like, we've heard, we've been hearing for weeks about this AC. And I'm just waiting to come in here where it's actually 95 degrees or it's hotter than it is.
Get ready.
Stores are any hotter than they are?
Tomorrow.
You think?
Yep. We're going to strip down.
I might
drink some Zima.
I might have to go tank top if that's going to act. If that's going to happen. Like,
no,
we've been here before where it's been like upper 70s, and that's miserable.
I draw
the line
if it's
seeing
armpit in the workplace.
I don't have any hair, though.
I don't care.
I have my glands burned right out of me.
I don't care. That makes it even creepier.
It does?
The fact that you're just hairless?
I would think you would appreciate some manscaping. I think the armpit hair is pretty unsightly. Even if I had hair, I wouldn't go like,
I didn't say
smooth
act
seal
like Rapunzel
skin
and braid it.
Well, no, I'm just
saying trimming is all right.
Right, yeah, but I'm saying I would go with sort of like a clipper and kind of shave it down to like a one guard.
No, I do that.
Thin. Like if there's a little hair there, but it's not unsightly.
But
it's not out of control.
But what's odd about you is that you're hairless on the top half of your body, but then you go below the equator and you're like a wolf man, like your legs. Now, I don't know what's going on in the genital area, and I hope I never find out, but your legs.
Why would you find out?
You can show it to me.
Would that be something that you would?
No,
you just said,
no.
I hope I never find out.
But maybe I just walk in one day
showing you.
He's a dear God. No, but you're like Wolfman Jack down there.
What's wrong with the leg hair?
It's just very hairy for a guy that's not very hairy up top. Your chest has no hair on it. Your pits have no hair. You can't grow facial hair.
But I'm a man. And a man has leg hair. We all have hair. Like, look at the hair on your forearms.
We all have nipples.
I don't know. Can you milk me, Greg? I don't know if the forearm hair for you is, I guess I am a little bit.
That.
I am a little hairier, my leg
You're
to your
very
arm.
Very hairy.
My leg to your arm. But again, I'm not seeing your legs. I haven't really ever gotten
First
to see
all,
your
I
legs because you
don't
ever wear
legs.
Shorts.
Don't,
probably because they're obscenely hairy.
No, they're not. See? No.
Mine's just a little bit like...
No, you can't compare
it's way. I have like wavy leg hair. I style it a little bit.
Teddy?
I don't feel
Teddy's
bad about
shorts
it.
Today.
I am.
You only wear shorts a couple times a year.
Well, we were told that, you know, the air conditioning is struggling here and that there could be issues. So I just
dressed occasion.
In case we came in here and we're sweating to death.
Yeah, you speaking about things that we don't like. I don't like that. That's... throws me off.
What,
I didn't say no. You being shorted. I didn't say anything to you about it, but it's weird. I can't take something that I've never seen before. In
I've worn shorts in here before.
Plus years of working.
No, it's very rare,
yeah,
but he will
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
It's
I usually
not
do
something.
It in like July, August when it's like 100 degrees and like the air conditioner decides not to work.
It's the same. Like I should enjoy this, but it'd be the same thing as if Ryan Baker wore pants. I'm just not used to him wearing pants. It just throws off the equilibrium.
It's the opposite.
It's Oppo Taco.
Of me.
Of you, Panama Ted.
Yeah. All right, Jake Diebler. We had open Buckeye practice this morning. Jake Diebler was asked if he feels the hype surrounding this team.
I'm excited about, and I think really Buckeye Nation is excited about this team. Certainly those two guys play a role. But when you bring back, you know, an all-conference guard and John Mobley, and you bring back an Amari Bynum who's going from freshman to sophomore year, and we saw the last 10 games of the season what he was able to do. Guys like that who work really hard, are great young men, mature, you know, they make jumps. You know, we went after, this was our best probably portal season, you know, as well. So there's a lot to be excited about. Those two guys certainly play a role in that. I think it speaks more about what recruits and what people think about our program
here
and where it's headed, about our development. because those guys wouldn't be here if they didn't believe at a high level in where we're going as a team and how we can help them achieve their dreams as well.
You want to jump in a little earlier next time?
I wasn't even close.
No, you weren't even close.
Yeah, it was about like nine seconds.
There was another 11 seconds left to go.
9 seconds left. I didn't get a cue. I didn't get a 3-2-1 or a point.
It's just when the audio stops.
Then maybe you can talk.
That's when you can start talking.
Yeah, if you don't have the counter in front of your face right there, that's how you do it. Acting like a freshman right there. The All Big Ten preseason first team. This is from John Rothstein.
Okay.
And he's got John Mobley on this team next to Price Sanford and one of the itches from Illinois. That's David Mirkovich. And you got Elliot Cadeau and Jeremy Fears. Those are the five guys. So Fears from Michigan State, Cadeau, Michigan, Mobley, Sanford, and David Mirkovich. That is who Rothstein sees as the all Big Ten first team.
John Mobley was hitting some shots in practice today at one point, 13 in a row. You want to hear from John Mobley? You want to hear from LJ Smith? We have time for one more cut. LJ Smith reclassified to this year.
That's the second five-star recruit.
Correct.
So you got Thompson and LJ Smith in this class. But let's hear Mobley's the engine. Let's hear from John Mobley.
All right, John Mobley.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I should have known better because I was in the system, and John Mobley, if he talked, we didn't get the audio.
He didn't talk.
Yeah. Anthony Thompson did. Justin Pippen did.
I don't care about that.
And
I care about Walker telling a little kid that he's got AIDS.
Somehow I let my guard down and I let you. You thought you got me yesterday. You thought that was such a good
Teddy
setup.
Yesterday. Did I get you today, Teddy?
You got me yesterday, but today I was sitting here like, he's going to play it.
He didn't get me yesterday. He got me. I was too thick.
So you're still
heads in the clouds thinking about Buckeye basketball things.
Yeah, you got me yesterday, Timmy today, so you're still doing all right.
Let's do too hot with Teddy. Teddy plays audio for us. He dazzles us. It's my favorite thing because I just shut up and listen.
And I got a little surprise on where we are going to start. Was that too hot?
English?
Huh?
I got a little surprise on where we're going to start the audio this week.
T-Bone and Times?
I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
Bob Miguel?
A little stroke.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a 15-minute delay due to a vehicle fire that's on southbound 270 on the west outer belt before Georgesville Road. And we've got a small delay on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This is your ferry captain speaking. We've departed to Put-in Bay. Visit museums, caves, and nature trails. Try golf, fishing, or fly in a biplane. Finally, sit down for great food, beer, and wine. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputtonbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Football fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sain take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. Woo! The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Wildfire smoke will be on the increase overnight tonight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Overnight, low temperatures around 72. On Friday, dry, sunny, and smoky early, still hot in the low 90s, and then a 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon. On Saturday, less smoke, but the chance of rain and storms goes up to 60% in the afternoon, and highs finally back into the 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. And by God, I hope the cooling is working for you today. Right now. It's time for a little Too Hot.
Too Hot.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
Every single Thursday, Teddy, the fine producer of this program, dazzles us with audio that we haven't heard before. So Dazzle. Where are we starting today, Teddy?
All right, this week I thought I was going to change it up a little bit. But I've decided to go with T-Bone Times.
You're just a big tease, wow. Aren't you? Just a big tease.
I hope that's not the surprise that you were referring to and that's the end of the thing. That's it?
Yeah, there's a big surprise. T-Bone Tyvus. Yeah, there's a big surprise.
There is still a big surprise.
Well, the surprise is that right off the bat on today's show with T-Bone and Tyvus, I mean, they got like right to it. And Tyvus was telling us how he felt real good today. And he'll explain why.
Tyvus, how you been, bud?
I am peachy. Splendid. This is the best that I felt in quite some time, you know?
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh?
I'm doing well this morning. A lot of energy. A lot of energy. What,
is there anything that may have changed for you in the last 24 hours since I saw you?
Having sex. You know, it's always good to, you know, when you're in love with someone and, you know, y'all share that same love.
Yeah,
and you had that passion. Like it's always good. It makes the day better. Mm. I encourage people to do more of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good advice.
People that's in love.
Yeah,
don't be just out here just willy
nilly. No, it's not
in love. When you're in love, do it.
I don't know what to say.
Hi, Tyvus Powell here for sex.
Do you know what? You know what type of music he was listening to when that happened?
What type?
Yeah, you know what he was listening to?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine.
And this little visitor now. That we only is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be told me I have AIDS.
Walker
told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
By the way, on tomorrow's show for Music Appreciation Friday, a whole new crop of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs. But much like the World Cup and its global flair, all the songs tomorrow will be global.
Nice.
Ethnic music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. By the way, I'm happy for Tyvus. It's
I'm happy for Tyvus.
It's nice to know
to have sex with his own wife. Congratulations.
Well, you know, with the way things go, when you're married a long time, it's pretty good. Pretty good for Tyvus. He got to do that.
Did you even wake up?
Sounds like it was pretty good.
I'm just saying, he gets up early in the morning.
It's not you or me. He sounded like it was pretty passionate and it was energetic. Did you hear the sound of his voice?
We didn't hear from her.
That's true.
What happened? I don't know.
Want to hold this 12,000-year-old arrowhead?
Nope.
Well, there's our foreplay. Teddy, what else you got?
All right, let's go to Bishop and Friends. And, of course, they still have Dom on the air with them every Tuesday. A little, you know, Tiberi Tuesdays, I guess is what it is, right? So were talking about Dom. Apparently, he had a bike accident. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I did not hear about this.
I don't know.
I just saw Dom the other day.
He had a bike accident, and he's chatting about it. And I got this split up into two parts, so we'll listen to the first part and let you guys react to what he has to say. He'll explain what happened.
So I get a text that there has been an e-bike accident.
Yeah, you heard about it, huh?
What the hell is going on? I warned you about this. We talked about this stuff when we were doing the Bridge Park thing. What happened?
Well, it was a simple accident. I'm not 16 anymore. And it took me a minute to figure that out. So I was going for a ride. I told the boys I was going for a ride with Coach Tony Bazzuti up the street. He called me up, and this is the way it went. He says, come on, me, you, and the wife, we're going for a ride on the bikes. Terry didn't want to go, and we're going to go see the 4th of July, the fireworks. I said, okay, great. I said, I'll ride down. He's just like six houses down. I go down, and I was just doing little circles in the middle of the street, you know? And I lost my balance. It's like, you know, when you were a kid, you know, you could almost just ride it, you know, without even moving. Just,
yeah.
And I was just going real slow.
Yeah.
Well, I realized at 67 now that I shouldn't be doing that.
I just love the friends that he has.
So Tony Bassuti said, let's go to the fireworks.
I was riding with Timmy Panini, and then Mikey Risotto came by too, and we hopped on the e-bikes. We went out to the Bridge Park.
I picture him in a cul-de-sac, just going around in a circle.
That's what I'm picturing too.
And other people just come out
doing a little, doing circles.
Say, oh, is that Dom just riding his bike in the cul-de-sac? That, oh, look, he just fell.
Can Dom come out to play?
Are you okay, Dommy? Do you need a Band-Aid?
So, yeah, what did he do? Like scrape up his knee real
well,
bad?
Apparently, that's the second part.
Yeah,
so.
This will explain all that. Here we go.
And so I led over the bike, and my knee went down, and then my chest went into the pavement. I hit the pavement so hard I got a dent because I hit a rock, and then I hit my face. It's clear enough. I had a smashed chin, and then thank God I had my helmet. Wear your helmets, because it was that quick, and I wasn't going a mile, maybe an hour. I mean, I was just barely moving. I was just like doing little circles, and man, I went down, and oh, I laid there, and I lost my breath. I don't know if I knocked myself out or not, but I went to the ER, and everything.
Good Lord, Donnie.
I was beat up, but I missed the fireworks, and I realized now I'm not 16.
Well, you also, it's an age thing. You got to keep that in mind, right? If you're up there in years, just to be a little bit more cautious, be a little bit
more
aware.
What do you think? Just like 67-year-old people just fly off their bikes all the time? No, that's a stupid Dom thing.
You didn't let me finish.
He's an idiot.
There's also something where it doesn't matter how old you are. Take my wife, for example. If you have no athleticism or no hand-eye coordination, you shouldn't be doing some things. We were on the Lime scooters. Go back to the Baltimore story. We're getting ready to finish our trip. We're just curbing the scooters. We're not like racing through traffic at 25 miles an hour, and she gets flung from the bike like a piece of trash. We were just ready to park, and if it were me,
just call your
I
wife a
just,
piece of trash?
I mean, no.
What
like
it sounded like to me, right? Teddy calls his wife a piece of trash.
No, like, that's what he said. Like, I said like the way a piece of trash just gets ejected from something.
Yeah, you compared her to trash.
Yeah, you throw away trash. Trash doesn't just eject itself. You throw it away. You physically take it, throw it out the window. You'd like to throw your wife out the window like a piece of trash is what I heard.
Okay, well, the moral of the story.
I'm going to go tell Timmy Buttafuoco up the street.
Don't tell Joey. Don't tell Joey I said that. If I would have been on that same scooter, I would have just hopped right off. It would have just been like, I would have just skipped off, would have thrown my hands up. I would have skated right to the curb. I would have been fine. But her, with her knee, she didn't get off the right way. It clipped the curb and tore every single ligament in the knee. And then I had to stand there holding it in place until the ambulance arrived.
So then after about 25 minutes, I finally woke myself up from the coma. And there was a raccoon licking my toe. So I went over to Joey Buttafuoco's house and I said, hey, there's a raccoon licking my toe, and I just fell down. You want to go look for Bigfoot in the woods?
He's got a cardboard cutout of the Bigfoot now. He's all in on the Bigfoot madness.
Idiot. All right, Teddy, what else you got?
All right, this is from Rothman and Eisen. This is the guys along with Cole, and they were talking about, you know, like if you're at the movies, it's a long movie, you may have to go to the restroom, you know, during the movie, and then when you're in the bathroom, do you use your phone when you're in the bathroom? And so we have some tales about all of this. So here, let's give it a listen.
Because probably what's going to happen is, you know me, AR, I'm going to have to pee at some point.
through this three-hour run.
No.
I'm going to have to.
That's worse than the phone.
I can't help it. You know, I got the baby bladder.
I know. Don't top off the tank before you go in the theater.
That's another
just
one, too.
Make sure.
It's bad on my part. I know. I just can't help it.
I can't tell you the last time I've been in a urinal without my phone in my hand.
So you need to be on your phone so much that while you're using the restroom,
it's just a habit.
You still have to be on your phone.
It's just a habit.
That's sad.
Walk into the urinal.
That's sad.
Use the left, phone's in the right.
You're not resting it on the urinal, are you?
No, it's okay. It's.
Why do you?
I'm
need
levitating, dude. It's just
like 30 seconds.
It's a force of habit. Okay. It's just a. It's all become a force of habit at this point.
Okay.
No, I'm a cell
both
phone
hands
addict.
Have to be occupied. Apparently,
what's the matter with these idiots?
Well, what are we doing?
First of all, if you're Matty Ice and you know you have a baby bladder, his words, not mine. All right, you go in dry. All right, as soon as the previews are ready to start, you empty everything out, and then you're done. All right, you're not getting up. You no. sit there, you watch, you paid for the movie, you sit there, you watch the movie. That's why I don't like to go to the movies, because I like to be able to pause and go to the bathroom. But if you decide I'm paying money for this movie and you know you have a weak bladder, then you go in dry and you sit there. You don't top it off with a big gulp.
Right. It's not just going in dry. You got to go to the bathroom, but also cut off drinking liquids about an hour before the film.
Exactly.
So I would stop drinking. And then right when you get to the movie theater, you go to the bathroom. So you get it all out. And
now you're
fine.
Phone thing.
You're fine after that.
You can't be without your phone for 30 seconds,
Cole,
when you're taking a piss?
Cole.
What's the matter with you?
Loose Cannon from Rothman and Ice, Cole. That's a problem, man. I don't know what that says. You're at the urinal. That's also gross. You've got like poop and pee particles all in the air, and it's strangers too. Put your phone, keep your phone away in your pocket when you're in a public restroom. It's one thing if you're doing that in the privacy of your own home or your apartment and you have the phone out while you're on the can. I'm sure many people do that.
I do that while I'm on the can?
I would recommend, you know, at least once a day or
but
every other day.
A public
take
place
a Clorox wipe to that phone.
With other people.
No. Leave it. It's like Maddie, I said, it's 30 seconds.
The only reasonable explanation is that if you think the guy next to you is really impressive and you want to take a little picture on the down low, that's the only reasonable thing to do.
I mean, I'm taking a pee next to Muggsy Bogues right now. I have to know.
We have a college football game this season, which is going to be the first of its kind. I'll explain why coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Westerville to 71. And things are a little slow on eastbound 33 from Post Road to 270 on the West Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. So, look, I hate college football neutral site games. Okay? Just hate them.
I'm not a fan of them either. I prefer to see
character out of it.
Yeah, I want to see games played at fantastic stadiums that we're accustomed to. Like, I'd like to see some kind of SEC matchup with Ohio State and LSU or Alabama or pick one of them. Well, Georgia would be great.
Here's why the players may enjoy the neutral site games, because Auburn is playing an AFLAC kickoff game in Atlanta against Baylor.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, Auburn is expected to share roughly $6 million with players in a groundbreaking NIL deal tied to this game.
Mm-hmm.
September 5th. The money will be distributed among up to 24 Auburn players under a guarantee model that includes making commitments and promotional appearances. Players will also be paid through a revenue-sharing component tied directly to the game's ticket sales. I do like how they're going to pick 24 players.
Yeah.
Well, it says up to 24 players.
Up to. It doesn't have to be all of them. If you've got like some more premier highlighted players that maybe, are you able to use extra revenue that isn't here yet as part of incentives to recruit somebody? Like, hey, you know, we're going to
probably
have a game that we're going to play that's going to bring in, you know, between $3 and $6 million extra of name, image, and likeness funds. And we've got you earmarked for 200,000 of that as some bonus. So we can maybe win you in the recruiting game over, say, you know, if we're Auburn, maybe beat out Alabama to get a recruit. Those two SEC teams I said, I believe, are on Ohio State's future schedule, right? Bama and Georgia?
As of now.
Still, right, as of now. 2027, we're supposed to play Alabama first game.
But I wonder if, you know, neutral site game for Auburn, they say it's very lucrative. They're going to share $6 million with the players that are on the field. Maybe that is something that's very intriguing to a potential recruit out there that's on the fence between Auburn and somebody else. I wonder if fans would ultimately be okay with that. Because as a fan, I hate neutral site. Hate it in college football, and I hate it in college basketball. It takes the home atmosphere away. You don't get that opportunity to go to the game and just enjoy, unless you travel to a neutral site. But I wonder if fans would be okay with that, losing a home game, because perhaps it helps pay for a recruit or two you normally wouldn't get.
Tell me if it's impossible, because, you know, we talked about this. You play it back to basketball, and, you know, Diebler was talking about this today, and, you know, he's obviously going to be very excited for the Care Source. What are we calling it? The Care Source Invitational or the Care Source Exhibition Tournament? You guys know what I'm talking about. The Ohio basketball event that's going to take place at the tennis stadium in Mason, Ohio. We're going to, you know, have that in the preseason here with Xavier, Dayton, Cincinnati, and the Buckeyes. But if you have something, you know, that you can tie in a name, image, and likeness arm to it, in addition to, you know, have it be non-conference play, just have it at your home stadium, you could still make it look different. Picture the way that the shoe looked and felt when the college football playoff was there. It was a home game for Ohio State because we're in our home stadium, but you're not the organizer of the event. It's like, I'm a golf course. We're our own entity, but we're letting the United States Golf Association come in and dress it up and get it prepped for a championship event. We have to give them some things so they can come and do their thing. Maybe you can dress it up differently, get sponsors, put like an actual solo name on it, but you still get to enjoy the stadium. I feel like there's got to be a way where we can have our cake and eat it too when it comes to this, because we're wanting the game. We want to see two great teams play. And I think most of us as college football fans, we'd be more inclined to spend money and more money on tickets if one time we get to stay at our stadium. And then I know a lot of college football fans I talk to, they enjoy going to play, or they enjoy seeing other great college football atmospheres. And they will likely pick.
Oh, most recently.
They will likely pick an Ohio State game.
Playing at Notre Dame.
To see a road game. Yeah.
That was an event. I know a lot of Buckeye fans that saved up their ducats and they went out there and they enjoyed it.
And I guarantee you that if and when we get to the Alabama and Georgia series, there will be a lot of Buckeye fans willing to spend big on the secondary ticket market to go to one or both of those games.
Too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
All right, what do we got, Teddy?
All right, how about we go back to T-Bone and Tyvus, and Tyvus was having a little issue. They were talking about different types of sauces. I know you guys love talking about sauces on here. And he was having a little issue pronouncing one of the sauces, you know, names.
Is this before or after the sex?
I think it was after.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was after it. So, all right, here we go.
What is the correct way to say it? Is it Worcestershire? Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
I've heard people say it.
I always say Worcestershire. Worcestershire is how I say it. I have no idea how you're supposed to say it.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, don't even. It's wash your sister sauce. I've heard people call it that. It's, yeah.
I don't know how to say it. It's like a lot of, I take it that that's a British name of something, and then we've had to try to say it, and of course over there they just chew on marbles when they talk, to like, oh, it's a
Worcestershire.
And now we have to try to say it, like, we're looking at the letters that are in it, and we're like, well, that's how that's pronounced, and it's clearly not.
I don't think anybody knows how to say it. You say it fast.
I want to
say... Or just call Lee and Perrins.
Yeah, there you go. I think Bones pronunciation sounded sauce. Pretty good. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, Worcestershire.
See, I was afraid that he was going to
say, how do you say ketchup? Is it ketchup?
Ketchup. Mustard. I think Worshi is the shortening, the nickname we've given it.
Worshi?
Worshi sauce.
Oh, you passed me the Worshi.
Yeah. How about a little Worshi sauce?
And what's, a little dash of the Worshi?
What's the city in Massachusetts? Like the sea
Boston.
Town? Yeah, thank you. It's like a coastal town. It's like a fishing town, and it's the village that was based in The Perfect Storm, or The Perfect Storm is a real book, real story. That's the town that it was based in. It's like Worcester or Gloucester. Yeah, it looks like the same kind of spelling, like the sauce, Worcestershire sauce, and it's like Gloucester if you were to read it out. But I think they just say Gloucester. And I think there's a town that looks like Worcester as well.
Yeah, there's a Worcester.
Worcester?
Yeah. Worcester?
Might just be Worcester.
Yeah, I think they say Worcester.
Look at Bellefountain.
Worcester, Ohio, yeah. Right?
You see Bellefountain on the map.
Bellefontaine.
Bellefontaine.
Steve Bellefontaine.
Harry.
Too hot! Great distance runner, Steve Bellefontaine.
Yeah. Or Prefontaine.
One of the two.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to Rothman and Ice. And earlier we were talking about their issue with the length of the movies and Maddie having to go to the bathroom. So here they are chatting a little bit more about the length of the movies.
Give him a diaper and be done with it. Jeez.
Yeah. How does that bother you on the length of a movie?
Eric Reeser, before he left, was telling us if it's over an hour and a half, he's out.
Then there's a lot of movies he's not
going to
watch.
Going to the movie theater, he's out. Over an hour and a half. I don't know if you watch it at home or not.
I almost disagree with that. I think the longer, the more you should make an event out of it and go to the movies.
Yeah. Like,
I don't even know how great a movie can be if it's less than 90 minutes. It can be good, mm-hmm. and it can be a self-contained 90, mm-hmm. but I don't really know how great it could be.
That's fair.
Like, you could go and watch, like, Taken, you know, and all those, and like, okay, that's a great 90-minute, that's great, it's fast-paced, like, we're in, I like it, and you're in and out, and it's good. But... the great, great movies are not usually less than 90.
No doubt. You and I were talking to E because he was saying, oh, The Odyssey's 2 hours and 50-something minutes. And I was like, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, when I'm in the movie theater, I'm not thinking about how long the movie is unless we're about an hour, hour and a half in. And I'm like, this is dragging.
All right. I think I have strong feelings about this. As a matter of fact, many years ago, I submitted rules that we should have for movie lengths.
Movie length.
I think we should have
the rule book.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what those rules are coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue on the north side, and expect some slower traffic if you're on southbound 270 from Main Street to I-70 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Think on T-Bone and Tybus, all the F words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I went to one of my favorite diners this morning. It's a great way to start the day. Sarah was actually off of work, so we had a rare opportunity to get a little diner breakfast in. And one of the things I was thinking about when I was eating at the diner is how we don't, you stupid idiot, we're actually doing a radio show right here.
just calmly saunter back in. We weren't even, you're not
was
even,
that a short break?
You're not even close. It's 4:47.
That break was short.
It was, it was short by 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
All right.
And why didn't you pop your head out to say,
well, because
hey, dum-dum, come
music
back
started,
to the show.
And I have to be here to fade the music out. So then I was kind of...
I got fade.
I was then you like, caught in between.
You kind of like throw your head out and then you go back in.
All right, well, I gave, like, you the alert.
Then 15 seconds to talk. I know you hate that.
I do.
Yeah, you really hate it.
Yeah.
Your dream is that I'm dead out there. Do you have to host the whole three-hour show by yourself?
I was saying, before we get into movie talk, I did a little diner breakfast this morning.
Ooh.
Been a while.
Where'd you go?
Went to Olympic.
Okay.
It's fantastic. It's just a fantastic spot. I mean, if you're looking for another diner to try, right there on Roberts and Hilliard Rome Road, perfect little spot. They've got like an insider type of deal. You say you get the mini breakfast and it gets you everything that you want. The two eggs, the sausage or bacon. And I love the way that they do the hash browns right there because I'm a big fan of the smashed skillet potatoes.
Okay.
Love it. And they get a little char and a little crispiness. But between that and shredded hash browns, big fan of those over the home style fries. So they do that, and that's a special deal there. But I saw somebody ordering, and we tend to forget this. At least I do. I'm victim of this. I'm guilty when it comes to eating at the diners. I'm always getting breakfast fare, but diners can sling some of the best burgers around.
Absolutely, they can.
And I saw
absolutely.
I have not had the burger at Olympic, and I saw someone at the booth next to the two of us order one, and it looked delicious. Certainly not smash patty style, but it just looked like a good classic burger with lettuce, tomato, and pickle. And I thought, man, that would be something to try.
We're talking about movies in the last segment because Rothman and I were discussing the length of movies and how they actually think they're getting a better bang for their buck if the movie is longer when they go to the movies. Mm-hmm. I contend.
You contend.
I contend that these movie lengths are out of control, and I feel like we should have time limits for the type of movie that it is. For example, comedy should not exceed 90 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If you can't tell your funny story in 90 minutes, then you're not doing a good job of editing yourself. 90 minutes for a comedy. Now, a drama or action movie,
mm-hmm.
I will allow you 2 hours.
Two.
That's all. 2 hours. And if you can't tell your story in 2 hours and you break it up into separate movies, for an epic like The Odyssey
or Gladiator,
Lord of the Rings.
Epic?
We can classify these movies as epics. The maximum you should be allowed to have one movie run is 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Two and a half. So we're going with 30-minute increments, nice and sound.
And if it's 2:31, the projector should shut off.
So Gladiator's
done. I don't care if you're in the middle of telling your story. I don't care if we don't know if Maximus is going to live or die. Look,
that one's 2 hours 34. So we probably
work around that.
We lose the death because I think he dies, and it's like
thanks for spoiling it for people.
Oh yeah, really spoiled the 26-year-old movie for
you. See
you. Sorry,
soon,
folks,
but not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
what's that
yet.
Guy's name?
Bunsen Honeydew.
Diamond Hinju.
Is he still doing stuff? He was a good actor.
He was in Blood Diamond with Leo. You ever see that one?
He was in Amistad.
Amistad. That was
good movie.
That was pre Gladiator. Was that like mid-90s?
Was it?
Good actor. Yeah, really good. That might have been his first ever film, Amistad. Speaking of first ever films, I contend.
You contend.
Die Hard is the greatest action movie ever made. And Alan Rickman.
That's pretty strong, man.
It is.
I mean,
I
enjoy it.
Hey, man.
Right now. It's on AMC.
Because
right
everybody
now.
Says, you know, that it can double as a Christmas flick. So it's got that going for it. I don't even need to play that game. I think that's one of the most overly played games we do.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie? Shut up. Just enjoy it. Just put it on Christmas time, summertime. I don't care. Nakatomi Plaza. It's awesome. Okay. Alan Rickman had never been in a movie. Can you believe that? The performance that he throws in Die Hard, that's the first movie he'd ever been in anywhere. That's it. Pretty good start.
So, what's his name again?
Alan Rickman?
No.
Who?
From Gladiator and Amistad.
Oh, I don't know how to say his name. Hold on. Let me see.
Let me look up Gladiator cast. He's going to be one of like
Digimon
the first three.
Hunsu?
Yeah, D-J-I-M-O-N. Yeah, Digimon Hunsu.
Yeah, he's still acting. He's just not in a ton of stuff.
Like what are his biggest credits ever? Amistad.
He was in Gran Turismo in 2023.
Gran Turismo? Like the video game? Is that the racing game? They made that into a movie?
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, I think I remember that. He has a character in that series. What about if it's a comic book movie? I'd say that should be in because those are really long, but I would think by your rule, you would want a comic book movie to be capped at 2 hours.
No, comic book is action.
2 hours, you said that.
Right, that's not epic.
Yeah.
I'm done with...
I know, well, they
and
think...
And are we done with
they
comic
think
book?
That I know, they're epic stupid. Because they've had the... what were the ones where they were... Like the big, beefed up ones where it was multiple comic book heroes all out there at once.
Are we done?
Avengers, like Endgame and all
books
that.
Now, I saw that Supergirl took a crap. And a lot of these movies are starting to, you know, lose money.
I think.
Are we done?
No, the geeks and the nerds, they're not done with them because Spider-Man's about to come out. Spider-Man's coming out soon.
Who's Spider-Man?
Spider-Man is Tom Holland.
Oh, he's married to.
Yes, he's married to.
What's
a hot
her name?
One. Yeah. Zendaya.
Oh, my God.
And they're together in the film. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's incredible, and what an incredible couple.
She's in the same show with Sydney Sweeney. Why have I not watched that show?
Oh, Euphoria. I don't know anything about it, how like the scenes skipped to those spots.
Two of the hottest women in the world are in the movie. One of them gets naked all the time.
Where is Mr. Skin when you need him? Does he still exist?
Mr. Skin? He's retired. He's gone.
He had 34 minutes and 29 seconds.
So,
Sydney Sweeney says, how do you do?
Phil, where'd you make your money? You got a nice little condo down here in Boca. You've retired. Well, it's funny you say, for years I was in charge of identifying the nudity in movies. I had a website, Mr. Skin. You may have heard of me. I was an investment banker at Merrill Lynch. Well, good for you.
I think my job was a little bit more fun.
From identifying boobies.
I think of Mr. Skin. I think of early days of the internet.
Me, Common Man, am a trendsetter. And I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident blocking the right lane and causing a 10-minute delay on southbound 270 before Georgesville Road on the west outer belt. Expect things to move slow from Cemetery Road, and there's a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The day one leader at the British Open at Royal Birkdale is Jackson Suber, who carded a 5-under-65. He's a stroke better than Daniel Brown and Sungjae Im, a big group that are two off the lead at -3, including Bryson DeChambeau and Cameron Young. Meanwhile, defending champ Scotty Scheffler is with a group of others that are at 2-under. The full 84-game NHL schedule released today. The Blue Jackets' previously announced home opener October 1st with Buffalo will be their season opener. Columbus will play 7 of their first 9 at home. The Cincinnati Reds and all-star pitcher Chase Burns today agreed to a 7-year, $105 million contract extension. The Lux burns up through 2033. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozak at TurboTrack Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. It's Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot.
More Too Hot audio coming up in mere moments, but allow me to pat myself on the back for a second.
What'd you do, Mike?
Well, I just never left. You know, all you people, you're chasing new stuff, and, you know, I'm perfectly in love with my
retro lifestyle that I have. I mean, I embrace modern technology. I have it, but I get poked fun at a lot at this radio station.
What are you talking about?
Because I have a landline. Because I still utilize...
Yeah, okay, you've got your wired satellite dish.
I have
TV.
My wired dish.
Okay.
I got all that. And I got a dedicated room in my basement just for my stereo. And I love my stereo.
I've never said anything bad about you for that.
Well, people have.
I think it's... Why? Those people are stupid.
Hey, Grandpa, why don't you put the music on your phone? I got the music on my phone. I listen to it on my phone when I'm in the car, but you know what? I'm at home. I like to sit there, and I like to physically grab a CD from the rack and put it in. And I still buy CDs. I average about one a week.
Well, that's fun. There's record stores.
It's
there's
good
CD
to collect.
Stores.
You find some older stuff that maybe you don't have that's scratching you a different way as you continue to age. But I saw this today. CDs are making a comeback.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Laminate's mid-year report says CD sales jumped 16% from last year. Vinyl sales, by the way, jumped only 2.4%. But here's what's astonishing to me is that more people are buying CDs, which I think is awesome, by the way. If you really love something, there's nothing better than physically owning a copy of that. It's yours. Will never disappear from Spotify. It's yours to enjoy. You get to flip through the liner notes. You have a physical thing
right.
that you can handle.
Some of them had the lyrics in them.
Absolutely.
Some of them did not. It just depended on which album it was. But to actually hold that, and there's something about just the way that the clicking sound that it makes when you press your thumbs on certain parts of the jewel case, and it kind of compresses and gives that little pff, like that little pop in. It's beautiful. It's
I'll
great.
Tell you, I was actually pretty upset at my daughter recently because she has a CD player up in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is she's allowed to come down and borrow from my collection. But you have to borrow one at a time.
Use it like a library system.
That's right.
And then
so
bring that back.
There's a certain amount of care that mm-hmm. you have to take. I mean, we're not leaving stuff out of the case. It goes from case to player to back in case. There's no throwing the CD around. I take great pride in my collection. God.
Have you ever seen the people that will just take the CD and put it face down on like a dusty like a speaker
yeah.
top
I married
or the
her.
Top of the CD player? What?
I mean, when I first started dating my wife,
the case is probably right there, like
she
feet
had the
away.
CD player in the car, and it was just CD loose CDs all over
oh
the place, just
God.
Getting scratched up.
Get yourself a case, Logic. It's easy.
So my daughter comes down. She borrows one of my Oasis CDs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Story, Morning Glory, which was released in, what, 95, 96? Don't know. Teddy will look it up.
Yeah.
And it's the original purchase. And so the jewel case has the original, like, hype sticker attached to it. It's been on there since I bought the CD. It's like featuring Wonderwall, you know, just the original hype sticker, which
yeah.
I think adds some character to the CD, right? And so she returns it to me, and she says, look, I cleaned it for you.
Uh-oh.
She scraped off the sticker.
Uh-oh. Like the sticker that would have been individualized probably by, you know, the marketers that put that wave
yeah.
of CDs out. It wouldn't
right.
have, it wouldn't have been on there if you bought the same album a couple years after
no,
it had been released.
It wouldn't.
Yeah, it was there for like the initial sale
but
of it.
But she was all proud of herself. She's like, so I took the sticker off for you.
That's like
30 years.
That's like if I pull like a, you know, a numbered to 10 Bruce Thornton autograph card and Jack would rub the autograph off
so
of it.
So after
hey,
I
cleaned
was
this, now
finished
it's neat.
Raining blows upon her, I explained to her, I said, honey, we can't be peeling those stickers off. Teddy, when was that released? I should know by heart, but when was it?
95.
95. Very good. What was I saying?
CDs? The CDs. Samantha,
yes.
she scraped
the
sticker
stat,
off
here's
of the CD.
Stat. So people are buying CDs, but the funny part is they're doing research. And only about half of the people that buy CDs, that have purchased a CD, have a CD player. They are buying them because they want to physically own them. There's something about going out and getting the Taylor Swift album that they've heard. But they don't have a method with which to play it.
Pretty easy to get your hands on a CD player.
But is it?
I would think so.
If you go to Target, they probably don't have them.
Well, that doesn't mean they're not hard to find. You can go to any garage sale any day of the week, any weekend.
They're not going to the garage sale?
If the people that are trying to buy back CDs, you don't think would have an affinity to check out a garage sale every now and then?
No, they're buying new CDs. These are not old CDs. They're not used CDs. These are new.
Okay, but they're CDs nonetheless. I guess I get that because I've seen some of the modern, like you mentioned Taylor Swift. I've seen a lot of her albums in records, and I think Target sells a small selection of new records, and it's not from albums that were released in the 70s or 80s stuff. When we were still producing records. Right. But people do like to listen on vinyl. I respect that. If you went to go and purchase your own record playing setup for your home stereo system. But that is a little odd to me that you're buying the item, but you don't have a means to even play it.
What was the last physical piece of music that you purchased? Can you remember?
Wow.
You don't buy stuff now.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it was probably like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, probably.
Timmy, what was the last physical piece of music that you purchased?
I think I know this. I'm looking up the album. This is sad if it was that long ago.
By the way, for reference, I bought a Cranberry CD yesterday.
So, good for you. Good for you. No, I love nostalgia and I love having retro things and I do miss CDs. I have a bunch of my CDs, but I wasn't a good clean boy and I didn't save the fun part, the jewel case and the booklets because I was in a safe space. I was in a space saving mode at one point in my life.
Oh, so you just have them like in
sleeves? And I have them in the booklet. Like I have the big, like have the case.
You have a CD player?
And I'm not getting, yeah. And I actually am lucky because both of our Nissans are from the era where we have Bluetooth connectivity and CD players right in the deck. Yeah,
I do miss that.
I love it. I have a CD. I have a Maroon 5. I might be setting the bar. What's the super popular Maroon 5 album?
It's the first
OG one. I know. What's the name of that thing?
Stories of Jane or something?
Yes. Jane likes.
Something like that. Something with Jane.
It's that one. I'll have to look up what year that was released. And the other one that could be in the running for it is the second major Stroke 9 studio album, Rip It Off. And it actually looked like it was a burnt CD. I liked the artwork.
What's the name
it was
of
like
Maroon
black
5
marker.
CD.
Songs About Jane.
Songs About Jane. And I'm going to say 2003 for that.
You're just a year off. 2002.
So they're both the same year. The Stroke 9 album and that Maroon 5 album are 2002. So those would have been probably about the last two CDs that I purchased when it was still all listening to music on CDs. We were probably just leaving the era because it was Napster and LimeWire? The Napster competitor? Does that sound familiar?
It does, but I didn't.
LimeWire or Lime Music or something?
Lime Disease?
Yeah.
Feel real tired feel when like you
I
listen
have,
to it.
I feel like I have Lyme disease right now. But no, I mean,
pull a tick off your shaft.
I remember in college we were starting to rip music that way, but it was still like we weren't quite sure. Like, should we be doing this? Is the government going to find us and throw us in jail? So let's still, you know, we want to support our groups and our bands that we like. I'll buy the CD still. But those are, I think, the last two.
I'll tell you what, man, I had a conversation today with one of our newest meteorologists, Lily, whose last name I've forgotten.
Lily Aldrich.
Okay. But she is a big 90s rock fan. She can't be more than 23, 24 years old. But
who are her bands? Like grunge kind of?
The first, because I said, give me a band. Because that's a broad category.
Of course it is.
Right.
I could say Dave Matthews Band, and that can be on a different plane
than
Foo Fighters.
No, the first thing that she said to me was Pearl Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took all the effort in my body to not lunge at her.
I would have paid to see it.
I didn't, though.
No,
I didn't.
You just thought about it.
I thought about it.
I didn't. Yeah.
No, wouldn't do that. Too Hot Fun.
Too Hot.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt. After US 23, it's blocking the right lane there, causing some slowdown from 315. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're definitely going to see an increase in smoke overnight tonight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Overnight, 72 on Friday. Dry, sunny in the morning with lots of smoke. And then the smoke will slowly clear in the afternoon. But we also have a 30% chance of a couple shower storms and low 90s. And then the chance of precip. And weather goes up on Saturday afternoon. A couple of the storms could be strong in the afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants.
The other one should be.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
A lot of people are asking, Common Man, where do you find these CDs that you buy? Well, I buy most of them off of a website called Discogs, D-I-S-C-O-G-S. And a lot of, like, independent record stores and CD stores are on there, and they sell their stock. If it's, like, an older catalog CD, I'll get it off of there. If it's something brand new, like recently I bought the new Evanescence CD. Well, that was just on Amazon. On release day, it comes right to your house. It's easy enough.
Okay, you did buy, you bought the physical copy of that one, too.
I buy the physical copy of everything.
You sent me a song.
I sent you a song to check out.
And it was a beautiful song. There wasn't much to it as far as instruments. I think it's just piano.
And a little strings, a little
A little bit of strings to it. Yeah, violins. But there's not much percussion, not much guitar going on, but it's just Amy, what's Amy's last name? Anyway, she's great. She's fantastic. It's a good song. And it's a good album. You should check out the Evanescence
Amy
one.
Lee.
Amy Lee. Yeah. Perfect. What about the shop downtown, though? I feel like we have a good...
We have a few good shops around here. There's
Magnolia Thunder Pussy.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. So that's downtown, Short North.
They've got a nice selection of... They've got some new stuff, but mostly it's used CDs.
There weren't a ton of things that I was fond of for the short stint that I had in Utah, other than, you know, the golf course that I worked at. There was a wonderful little record and CD shop called the Blue Whale, and it was right by the house. I went there all the time. It was fun. It was fun. I mean, I got a lot of CDs from there, and so that would have been like right at the, that might be where I got the Stroke 9 CD that I mentioned and the Maroon 5, because it would have been 2002-ish, right in that time frame.
What was the name of the establishment?
A Whale's Vagina.
Is that what it was called? You play that, now all I can think of... How about that whale?
A whale's vagina.
How about that whale just singing loud and proud right at the final note there?
Mm-hmm.
Just hear a nice long...
Oh, whales are very intelligent mammals.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. All right, too hot time.
Too hot!
What do we got, Teddy?
All right, let's go to Bishop and Friends, and our guy, Bo, he was chatting about, you know, as a young man, he was still right in college, but he was offered the opportunity to start working in, you know, in TV.
Well, he was just so talented and handsome. Yeah.
He went from like intern, and they're like, hey, our other guys left. Can you do the sports tonight? And he got the job. And he got a nice big paycheck out of that as well.
Okay.
And
Must be nice.
And he was chatting about what he bought, you know, what big item he bought with his first paycheck.
So I'd like go to school in the day, and then I would go do, I was like the main sports guy. I was like the Dom Tiberi of Billings, Montana when I was 21 years old. And I got my first like real paycheck. And previous to that, I worked at Gart Sports, which was kind of like a Rocky Mountain Dick Sporting Goods type situation. And then I worked at golf courses. So then I get this job, and it was like, oh, there's pretty good money in this. And one of the first things I bought was I went to the Gap, and I spent like $750 on a black leather jacket.
Hell yeah.
And I would like go around like Shaft trying to, you know, be a big shot.
Right, so when you said the Gap, that was the I was like, what could he have bought at the Gap?
It was the Gap.
That black, was so expensive.
Gap was a little different in those days, guys. It was a little different than it was then. And there weren't a lot of places where you could buy leather jackets in Billings, Montana, but you could buy one at the Gap. And so I remember buying that.
But I have two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
First thought is that Isaiah used the word boughten.
Yes.
What could you have boughten?
Well, Mike, he did also...
My God.
He did also think that it was Steve Yzerman.
Oh, I have that coming up.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Well...
Man, we know how to pick them.
Our update... There's also... There... in addition to Steve Yzerman yesterday, and the funny part of it was he said, you know, I was going to stop and ask like a guy like Anthony, who's sitting right there, who knows hockey more than anyone. I was going to get like a double check because I wasn't sure. Then I thought, just the hell with it. It's got to be Yzerman. And there was another clip, though, as they were talking about that, that was our guy, Bodie Wells. And it's him saying, guys, I'm not sure how you say this, but something from Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige.
That was today, too?
No. This was like a time ago, but I'd never heard it. But Cole had drudged that up. Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, they play it occasionally. It's in the dad somewhere.
Buffalo Sabres.
Zeta, sorry.
Yeah, he also said Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres.
Yeah. So that's number one.
What about the leather jacket?
First of all, he's making that type of money in Billings, Montana?
Well, I mean, he doesn't really...
I mean, I know what our TV people make here. I mean, poor Nicole, I have to give her some ramen sometimes just because she doesn't eat.
Teddy, refresh my memory on this part of the story, if Bo said this in the clip, but what was his living situation at that time? Because he said like he was working.
He was living, or he was going to college still, so he probably had roommates.
College, and, yeah. So he probably has very, very low... You know, overhead as far as what the rent is. Parents might be chipping in for tuition. So
TV in 2026 ain't paying nothing.
No, he probably went from making like $5 an hour to making maybe $20 an hour.
The $750 is high. I will say that. Like, for instance, I can remember when I was still in high school and I started working and started getting my golf course gig. And, you know, you're living at home. So it's not like mom and dad are saying, hey, you better start chipping in for the mortgage. No, like where you're able to. They're proud of you that you're getting a job.
They took my money.
They took? What are you talking about?
My parents
took my money.
First year I worked in broadcasting full time. I looked back at my tax returns actually not too long ago and I saw this. First year I made $11,000.
How old were you? 18?
I was 19. I was 19 years old.
You're 19. You're still living under their roof.
Yes.
Okay.
Made $11,000 and I had to pay them. And it was admittedly a small amount,
sure.
But I had to pay them rent.
Well, I'm 15. You know, I think I'm still under the rule. Like when you're 18, you go to college, you either go to college or you get the hell out. Like if it was like that, maybe I would have paid some rent. But either way, the point, I got some cash from working my job. And then I was allowed to save that up in my own account. I remember going to Wilson's Leather in the Potomac Mills Mall.
Will, I had one of those.
I dropped $275 on my straight, and I wish I had the jacket, but again, like downsizing, I didn't keep it. It was a straight, like single, like not breasted jacket and just a straight collar. Not like the
was
one.
Was it long? Was it like a car coat? Went down to your knees, like school shooter style?
No, it was mid. No, it was just mid. It wasn't waist cut. It went maybe about 2-3 inches past like the waistline.
Like a car coat is how we would say
that. Yeah, like a car coat, just with like a nice like thick collar, not the motorcycle mock style collar. I loved it. People liked it too.
Yeah, you got a lot of. I got a lot of poon.
I did. I don't know about that.
A lot of golf course
but
poon.
But I got some points and some winks and some smiles.
Too hot. All right, we were just talking about Isaiah. I'll just play the quick little clip of him mispronouncing the name first.
Steven Yezerman is stepping down as general manager.
God.
Steven Yezerman.
That hurts my insides.
Right. Yeah. And so
Patrick Roy.
Rothman
didn't
was
like it.
Not happy about that, of course. So here we go. Here's Rothman talking about it and Ice and all the guys.
Y-Z-E-R-M-A-N.
Yezerman.
He said Yezerman. You said Yezerman.
That's probably how I would have said it, just looking at it for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people call him Yezerman just because, like, as a nickname, just because it's spelled with a
Y.
Well,
they call him Stevie Y, so that's the nickname. But
that's what I should have rolled off the tongue there. Stevie I should have just given him a quick nickname of my own, and that would have been better.
Right. It's not local. You don't have to get that name right.
AR's a little hurt by
this. I saw
him in the Hall of Fame. That's all I'm saying. And Zeke knows I love him, and there'd be no reason I would make him do this if I didn't love him.
See, I saw Rothman's head turn as soon as he said it. I'm like, Rothman's going to make a big deal about this. It's not local.
Okay.
It was the first thing I said to Cole, too. I was like, you know, I meant to ask somebody how to say that name.
We all do it.
It's more of a funny thing than a, like, there's no penalty. You're not putting you in the box for 2 minutes.
I'd put you in the box for 2 minutes. Look, back in the day.
The box I'd put you in is called a coffin.
Back in the day.
What?
We didn't have these newfangled things called YouTube. I know I'm showing my age now, okay? But the first radio station that I worked in, we didn't even have internet. We had like AP news ticker, all right? And we get the stories from that. And they had like little pronunciation guides by the names, but if you didn't really know it, then you were sort of guessing.
You have to ask.
You'd ask somebody who was there, but sometimes nobody knew the answer. Now, all you have to do, if you don't know the name, is put it in YouTube, and there's 9 million videos.
You don't even need to do that because Google is getting so good now. Now, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. If you really don't know, don't trust. Because Google AI can be a stupid idiot.
Good line with the coffin.
Appreciate that.
It's a good lie.
It's good. I know you liked it. I know. You enjoyed the line. You liked the line. You got a good laugh out of the line.
I liked it.
It's good. He should be dead. He doesn't know how to say Steve Yezerman. He should be dead. He has almost 700 goals. I think he's sixth all time in NHL.
And Cole's thing is, he's not local. What's his difference?
He's not local. John Elway, he's not local. We should just call him Eelway.
He's got a face like a horse anyway. What's the difference? That big horse teeth.
The very horses for the Broncos that he plays for.
That's right. Let's do some more. I'm scared. Do we have more of those types of audio clips coming up?
I wish. I have more audio we can play.
Okay, fantastic.
Is it all like radio station or maybe some from the beyond?
I have one from beyond that I can play for.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Okay. Bed, Bath, or Beyond. All right, more Too Hot coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup if you're on southbound 315 between Ackerman Road and Town Street. And watch out for a crash that's blocking the left lane, causing slowdown on eastbound 70 before 670 on the west side. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Fresh, fast, and made just for you. Fusion has your cravings covered. Build your perfect 10-piece sushi roll or create your go-to bowl. Keep it real, keep it fresh. Check them out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
So I'm thinking about mispronunciations, little gaffes, mistakes that you can make. Has there ever been one for you? Like,
I've made them.
I mean, think about your entire radio career. Try to think of like the biggest. Is there any like really big mistake that you made that you actually had to sit back? Anything? Just like in your job. Whether it's on the air or off the air, really had to fret.
I've made so
like
many,
what the
buddy.
Result was going to be. Because I have one, and I wasn't, I didn't think that I was going to get, it wasn't like a fireable type of thing. Like, I wasn't doing something outside the confines of what I was supposed to be doing. Like I was trying, and I learned a lesson as to like search. So this was, I mean, 2006-ish, 2007-ish. So we're, I mean, obviously well into the internet era. But, I mean, you can remember, you know, Googling something or typing something up into the Yahoo search engine, and then you get sent to an article, and it might appear to you that that article is fresh, right? Like there might even be some other kind of date somewhere on the page that signals what today's date is. And so then it kind of like alerts you as to like, this is a new story. Like, and then it gets like put in the sidebar, and they might sneak in older headlines just because they're similar articles. Well, I swear like my eyes went to like a date that was current. And so it's not that the article didn't happen, but there was a player for the Carolina Hurricanes, and I was working in Raleigh at the time, and I was the update anchor that day. And so I'm getting all my stories together, and I'm trying to make sure that I have enough local stuff. Like they, you know, we had our kind of rules that we wanted to lead local if we could.
Sure.
We owned the AAA baseball team. The station I worked for owned the Durham Bulls. So we would throw a little minor league baseball in there too. And I thought I had this fun story that incorporated the Hurricanes, who are our partner, and the Durham Bulls. And Chad LaRose, who played for the Hurricanes, was a decent player. He had like 20 goals, 20 assists in his best year, whatever. He hit the bull, he hit somebody. He threw a wild pitch and either hit someone like a photographer, or it might have been the Durham Bull. Maybe I'm confusing that with the movie, but it was a headline. It was in Yahoo. And I went with that story for the update. And like less than an hour later, Mike Maniscalco, who's the voice of the team now, he was our morning show host. I worked with him and, you know, I produced the show for him. He comes up to me like with a face on him that just scares me. And he's like, what did you do in your 1 o'clock update? And I'm like, what do you mean? What did I do? I just said read some stories. I said some stuff, said some scores.
Yeah.
Kane's playing the Rangers tonight, you know, this and that. And he's like, what did you say about Chad LaRose? Because he is irate. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh no, he didn't like me.
It's a weird thing to get mad about.
Like me
though.
Telling the story. He's like, it's not that you said the story. It's the story happened 1 year ago.
All right, I can see why that would be embarrassing.
Yes, and it was.
But why was he irate?
Because
you didn't
he
say,
was
and
embarrassed.
Then he's a racist.
He was embarrassed for having that brought up again 1 year after the fact.
Tell him to grow a pair and shut
and
the hell up.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah,
but
tell him to shut up.
It's different when you're 23 years old or whatever I was, and you're just trying to get in and do everything right. And I had that like a player is actually pissed off at me. I wasn't going to go and tell him anything. Kidding me? Like at the time, I was just lucky to have a job. So, you know, I didn't get murdered. I mean, I eventually got fired, obviously.
Well, but not for that. But for other reasons, you know.
I told my boss to stick it.
Then here's Bodie with the Mary J. Blige.
I'm not sure who this is. Mary J. Blige?
Blige.
Hey.
I love it.
All right, too hot with Teddy. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, here's one outside of our world, and it involves Keith Hernandez, who was famous on Seinfeld. You may have heard of him.
He's also famous for winning the MVP.
Okay.
You know, he's a pretty good baseball player.
That's
in
right.
Day,
he's baseball
being
player.
In Game 6 of the 86 World Series, all that.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. He's a broadcaster for the Mets with their television broadcast, and apparently he was chatting with his partner, Gary Cohen, and they were talking about how, I guess, Keith Hernandez, his line,
the bloodline
is burnt,
done.
Is what he's basically saying. So he'll explain it all to you. Here we go.
I want to get back to the last half inning. You were talking about burning out the line.
Yes.
I didn't think that we could leave that
it's
unattended.
Very convoluted. Jessie, my oldest, has two kids. She's my adopted daughter, so she's not in my line. My brother has two kids and they're in their 40s. They're not married. I don't think they're going to have kids. My two in their 40s, they're not going to have kids. I won't go into to one of them. Oh, that's not going to happen. So the line is burnt. Burnt. It's burnt down.
Just ended.
There's no passing down. We're done. My brother and I are done. We're done.
That all of your collective athletic skills and your charisma that you and Gary have brought to this earth, it's all just fizzled out.
It just seems like a terrible waste.
I'd have to say that you're right.
All right, there's a couple thoughts that I have on that. The first thought is, I just think it's extremely rude to essentially say that, yeah, my adopted daughter, Jesse, she's got two kids, and I'm a proud grandfather.
But that's not part of my bloodline.
They're not really my blood. I mean, they're just fake grandkids.
I just picked her up off the street.
That's rude. That's stupid. Who the hell cares?
But his traits aren't passed down.
And can I tell you something?
You know, so
I yearn for the day. I hope my daughter looks at me one day and says, you know what? I've decided not to pass any of your genes down. I'd be like, thank God.
That's what I was thinking.
Future generations don't have to deal with the mess that I have. Who cares about your lineage and your genes? I am a screwed up individual.
I
don't care.
I say some of the countries in Asia have it right, where they have rules where you're allowed to have one kid. You get one, and then the government's going to stop you from procreating. Some of the people that are procreating in our country, and then they do it again and again and again.
Stopped.
Did you see the family that had 16 feral animals trapped in a zoo?
She was 33 years
old. They were swimming.
She had 16 kids.
The garbage and the filth was 5 feet high in the basement. It didn't even have drywall. It had leaking ooze. Poo and urine was just there. And those are 16 kids. We don't need to be having more. And it's none of your business, Keith. And yeah, it's probably a good thing. Not everybody has to have kids. There's no rules where, like, you can't have a nice life if you don't have kids and don't have a family. You can still have a family without having children. Like, that's possible.
He's got grandkids. I could almost understand if it's a conversation about how I really want to be a grandfather and nobody's making me a grandfather. I could almost understand that. He's got two grandkids.
No, but he doesn't consider them part of the Hernandezes.
No. He's saying, though, that his athletic ability wasn't passed through them. So they could, you know, go on and be great, maybe lawyers or doctors.
Why would
but they
won't
be professionals. Because he's just saying that it's a shame because he has these great athletic abilities and they're not being passed on for somebody else to experience what he experienced as a great athlete.
You think Geno Smith's grandfather is up there wherever he is saying, oh, thank God he's back playing for the Jets again. Like, what? That to me is a waste. What's the point? to quote Scottie Scheffler, you had a nice run in West Virginia, you had a rebound in Seattle, but you left before the Super Bowl, and now you play for the Jets again. Why even play? Why even wake up in the morning?
What do you think, Rory?
I'll be long gone. I'll be dead.
Thank you. Scottie, what do you think?
I'm going to live my life, and then it's going to end.
Exactly right. Have those two host a show after us. My God. All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And traffic is moving a little slow on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from Easton Way to 670. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your next everyday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Berm with you tonight. Jacket schedule release, full 84 games. Yes, it's 84 games. We told you yesterday they're going to open up Thursday, October 1st, home against Buffalo. They start out with three home games. So it's home against Buffalo, then it's home against Utah, then it's home against Pittsburgh. That's how the season starts. Actually, a lot of home games to start. Then it's at St. Louis, home against Florida, home against the Rangers. So in their first 9 games, they have home games.
7 out of 9. I was trying to do the count, too.
But then somehow, if they get off to a poor start, it'll be how Toronto hates us, and the schedule was unfair, and all of that.
No, how in the world could you say
because
that?
Because there'll be some sort
There's
of excuse.
Seven home. It's too much. We didn't get enough variety in the schedule. We didn't get our chance to cut our teeth
right.
on the road.
I mean, really, they didn't get on a plane. I mean, obviously, it's going to catch up with you. It's going to be road games.
Oh, my God. Look at the Tuesday, November 17th to Monday, December 7th. You've got road Islanders, road Blackhawks. I mean, that's not bad. Road Maple Leafs, road Jersey, right back home Jersey, home Detroit. Then road Pittsburgh, road Carolina, road Nashville, road Tampa Bay. What's that, 8 out of 10?
By the way, why do the Jackets do this stuff seemingly every single year now? The Friday after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, they're doing a 3 o'clock game.
That's the Red Wings game.
The Red Wings.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
At home, but that yanks us off the year.
Yanks.
The day before the Ohio State-Michigan game, that yanks us off the air.
We'll have to do Woody and Bo on a Wednesday that year.
Woody and Bo.
That's this year. We do a little, thing. Yeah, we do a little thing with Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler. I mean, there's no rule that we have to do that again, but it's a good, strong possibility that we hear from those guys again.
By the way, New Year's Eve, too. The 31st of December. I don't know why I said that, like you didn't know what New Year's Eve was. They're also doing a day game. That's Thursday, home against Washington, 2 o'clock.
That's another. We would definitely have been on that day. Sans.
Unless
looking at the college football
playoff
schedule. Do we have New Year's Eve college football playoff games this year, Teddy? I know we just looked at the schedule sometime recently.
Another
New Year's Day, maybe.
Monday, February 15th at Colorado, 3 o'clock.
MLK?
No, MLK's in January. What's February 15th?
Oh, President's or something?
President's Day.
President's Day? They're doing a day game on President's Day? I don't like this one bit.
How about some of the Saturday, Sunday matinee games? Got some of those?
There's a few of them.
There's a few. Like, there's a 3:30 start Saturday.
Oh, Monday, January 18th. I forgot this one. This is MLK Day.
That's MLK.
At Seattle, 4 o'clock. Man. Stop screwing with the show.
We're not going to be working much the next year.
I may as well just quit.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like any point
hear
in doing
it, but
it.
The entire city is cheering right now.
For Blue Jackets hockey?
No, for me to quit.
Oh, stop.
That's what it is.
Stop it. Oh, you know what? I have to agree with you on something.
Absolutely you do, but why?
I don't like doing it, but I will. You're right about Will Ferrell. I saw
getting embarrassing?
I saw more clips because, like you, I glossed over this. I watched whoever went first. I can't even remember who it was. Whoever went first, like very first up, I wanted to watch to see what the broadcast looked like, see some sweet swings. And then that was about it for me. But I went back and watched more of the like highlights and clips because I had the thing in the Netflix. It's still there. And the introductions and all the hoopla that they had with Will Ferrell and this stupid show that just debuted, which, by the way, I've read a couple of reviews. And it's about, I might sample it, but knowing that it's going to suck, the character, this Lonnie the Hawk, this golf dude, it just looks too forced. I mean, Happy Gilmore was one thing, but at least that's still like Adam Sandler at his baseline, being goofy, being silly, doing the voice a little bit, but you didn't have to dye his hair and put him, you know, have him be overly stupid. That was just Adam Sandler at its core. This looks so bad. And Will Ferrell was like introducing Bryce Harper and he's just doing the Bryce Harper ready to eject some of his balls over the fence.
don't you want to see that, Philadelphia? Some balls being ejected. I'm like, shut up.
And again,
that's enough.
If I'm, I know what I do here, all right? But if I'm still doing that at 60, please sneak up behind me and just shoot me right in the
okay,
head.
Okay, but we're doing
that. By the
way,
today's his birthday.
Today's
Will Ferrell's birthday.
Oh, great.
He is 59. Mm. 59 years old. Happy birthday, Will Ferrell. We think you suck now.
Don't you think that character looks over the top? Like,
he's over the top.
Do some more, like...
Remember last year in the NHL playoffs?
Comedy, but this character just looks like stupid.
He
had
to dress up to go to the hockey game?
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't just sit there and enjoy the hockey game like a normal person. He had to dress up.
Was he doing Ron Burgundy, though?
Yeah, he was doing Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. I'd rather see another Anchorman than projects like this. I mean, I'm not seeing too many gleaming reviews.
No, was he dressed up as Elf?
Elf
is who he dressed up as. He went to the Kings game dressed up as Elf.
You hate Elf. I have a soft spot for Elf.
It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that a man just cannot be himself.
I'd rather.
At all. He's rich. He's done it all.
I'd rather see him whore himself out and just be the commercial pitch man than do a show like this, because this looks like trash.
All right, back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I want to talk more about diner food. Some thoughts that I had. Tell me if this is a hot take or not. I am not the biggest fan of diner bacon. I have a theory on this, and I think it's a cost-related thing, and I also think it's how much sizzle are we going to put on the bacon on our flat top griddle and then churn them out. Get them out to the tables, because bacon is still probably one of the number one ordered items at breakfast-style diners breakfast restaurants all across the country, whether we're at IHOP or your local place, wherever that is. I always find that the sausage is a much better breakfast protein. I'm not saying anything bad about Olympic Diner. I think it's a fine place. The bacon's okay. I always get the sausage patty. Sarah gets the bacon. She always leaves like a little strip for me. And I take a bite or two, and I'm like, you know what? Bacon that we do, whatever we buy, Oscar Mayer, Hormel, Black Label, Sam's Club brand, bake it in the oven, crisp it up to our liking. It's far superior how we do it at the home base.
I agree with you that the bacon is not cooked enough. I like mine to shatter in my mouth. But the problem with the restaurant bacon is that it's pre-made. They make it in big batches. And then as they're getting ready to serve your breakfast, they'll throw it on the griddle and warm it up a little bit.
You can tell.
You can tell it was made an hour and a half ago.
But the great thing about breakfast sausage is they're not just going over to Kroger to get like the Kroger brand sausage
roll.
And that can be good.
I don't know.
But they're going to put some of their spices and seasoning in it and then smash it down and griddle it and sizzle it up right there.
I'm a big fan of the sausage patty.
Patty's better.
Link is fine, but a patty?
Take it out of the encasement.
Patty?
Smash it down.
You like a patty?
Yeah. Patty's the best.
Patty's the way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Patty cakes.
Yeah. Patty Duke? You like Patty Duke?
Yeah, she was fine for, back in the day.
Patty LaBelle?
Yeah. Patty LaBelle. Yeah. What else?
That's Patty cake baker's man. Mm-hmm. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it. Put it in the oven. I don't know the rest of the words. Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Eat that cake. So much.
Just going to stare at you.
We done?
Nope.
How about now?
See you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to a crash on southbound 270 on the east outer belt at US 33. And there's a couple minute delay due to a disabled vehicle blocking the center lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And it is slow from Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new hottest fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.